to accomplish something in our moment that will bring us forth in a better way. And today's message is a little different, but I trust that the Lord will use it. Starting in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, taking a few words out of this passage, and it says, "For now we see through a glass darkly. Now I know in part." And as I read this, it helps me because it's so easy to think you know a lot. It's so easy to think when you're doing fairly well, I'm doing okay. But you got to understand that it's not you, it's Jesus that is to get the praise and the honor and the glory. And it's not me. And I have to understand that I am not as sharp in my mind as I think. I have to understand that God helps me. That if I was all by myself, I would be in real trouble. It's the Lord who is my help. It's the Lord who is my help. My help comes from the Lord. And I have to always remember that I am more limited than I want to admit. I am more limited than I like to think. I am more limited than I'm going to tell anybody else. I am more limited than I'm telling me. I got to understand that if I'm going to be blessed, it'll be because God can cause an animal to prophesy. God can do anything. And I got to understand, if I'm doing something awful good, it's not because of George Bogle. It's because of God's Holy Spirit. It's because of the anointing. May God help us, I pray. Let's return to that for a moment here as we look and see. Now we see through a glass darkly. We don't see clearly. What is it that we don't see? The fact is, we don't see nothing clearly. We don't see God clearly. We can, if we acknowledge it, that I need God's help. But it's the Holy Spirit that brings forth a clearness. It's God's brain that does it. Not my brain. It's God's Spirit. Let me understand it. Now we see through a glass darkly. Every wonderful thing, I only see part of the truth. I only understand part of the truth. I only am brought on part way. It's God that takes over and takes me further if I'll acknowledge it. But if I don't, I'm limited. Now we see through a glass darkly. Now we know in part. And it is in what area? From A to Z. I'm married, but I see darkly. I am not the best husband that there could be. I have to understand, if it's George Bogle, without God helping, I'll never be the husband he would let me be. I got to turn to God and tell him, I'm limited, God. I'm limited, but you can change me. You can rearrange me. You can help me. It's so easy to take applause to yourself when something good happens. But many times good things happen that we don't even deserve. God's mercy and love brings good our way when we don't even deserve it. Thank God for God's mercy. Thank God for God's love. Thank God for God's help in our moment. May God help us, I pray. And I want to take you to a passage in Ezekiel that I see in a precious way. And it's found here in Ezekiel chapter 33. And here is a man of God, and God is speaking to him. And it is about people that don't know how much they're missing the mark. It is so easy when you're doing halfway decent to not know how much you're missing the mark. These people were going to worship. These people were staying in a balanced way. But let's read and see what God is saying in this passage. And looking in Ezekiel 33, verse 30, son of dust, and here is a man of God that I'm speaking to. Your people are whispering behind your back. They talk about you in their houses and whisper about you at the door, saying, come on, let's have some fun. People want fun, you know that? Let's have some fun. Let's go hear him tell us what the Lord is saying. So they come as though they are sincere and sit before you listening, but they have no intention of doing what I tell them to. They talk very sweetly about loving the Lord. They talk very sweetly about loving the Lord, but with their hearts, they are doing something else. They're loving their money. They're loving their money. They're loving the positives that is theirs. That's what they are focused on. They're loving their money. They're loving the positives. If they got a new car, they're loving the car. They're loving the house. If they got a new house, they're loving their clothes. They're loving what they got. It's so easy. If you got a lot, to be looking at it in a way that cause you to be loving it a bit. They're going to church. They're there. They're not bad people. They don't even know they're wrong. I feel for people who don't know they're wrong. Convict me, Lord, when I need conviction. Tell me when I need to be told. It is so easy if you're doing halfway decent to feel like I'm okay. I'm not sinning. I'm not doing any rotten things. I'm not doing anything ugly. But are you doing what God wants? Are you where God wants you to be? And here was people, and they were going to worship, but in the midst of it, they said, we respect what we're hearing, but it wasn't coming into their heart. It wasn't coming into their spirit. It wasn't coming into their mind. They were staying focused on what was after we get out of here. After we get out of church, we're going to go eat. After we get out of church, we're going to go shop. After we get out of church, we're going to do something else. Oh, after we get out of church, we'll take care of this, and then we're going to get on to something else. The problem is, you can be like that and not know you're wrong. I want God to give me conviction when I'm wrong. I want to know it. When I'm wrong, I want to know it. When I'm wrong, I want to know it. Because if you know you're wrong, you'll probably change. But the problem is, the devil doesn't want you to know you're wrong. The devil wants you to think you're a good person. You're a good saint. You're a good believer. You're a good person. You got to understand it is so easy to be half right and not know that you're half wrong. It is so easy when you're half right to not know that you're wrong. But my God, I ask that you'll help me when I'm thinking I need some applause to realize it's time to pray. It's time to turn to thee. It's time to get right when I don't even know I'm wrong. That's a wonderful thing about being a real sinner. You know you're wrong. You don't have any doubt about it. You just wonder when you're going to get right. But when you're half right, it is a hard place to be, because the devil is applauding thee. The devil is telling you, you're doing okay. 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 And if you got a brand new car and you get a little scratch on it, it bothers you. But you find out you get a little scratch on your Christian life, it don't matter. It don't matter. It don't matter. It don't matter. I wish I was as focused about my Christian life as I am about my vehicle, about something that I am with. Help me to understand. If that scratch was on my car, I'd get it fixed. I'd get it fixed. If I had that little bit of a bent place on the car, I'd take it in. I'd take it in. Oh, but my Christian life, I'm saved. I'm saved. I'm saved. I'm saved. God, give me the gift of conviction. When I'm doing well, when I'm doing well, when I'm looking for applause, when I feel like, oh, I'm okay, I'm okay, I'm born again, I go to church, I pay my tithe. What about the garbage? I don't care what house you got, you get rid of garbage. Every week we set the garbage cans out at our house. We set the garbage cans out. It's a nice house, but it's got a garbage can, and it goes out to get rid of garbage. And I find it so easy as a believer to never put the garbage cans out. Never put the garbage can out. Never put the garbage can out. Oh, I don't have any garbage. Who are you kidding? I got garbage when I think I need applause. I got garbage when I think I'm doing well. I got garbage when I know I got a testimony. Yes, George, you got a testimony, but you got garbage too. You got garbage too. You got garbage too. You better find out where that garbage is and get rid of it. The better you are, the more careless you get. As a believer, you begin to just look and think, it's the other hypocrites that bother me. It's the other hypocrites that get on my nerves. It's the other hypocrites. Well, I can understand, but what about me? I need God to help me. I got to realize that these people were going to worship. They were going to worship, and they were worshiping, and they were there, and they were listening. And they said, "That's good. That's good. I like the music. That's good. I like what that guy said. That's good." But they, in that moment, said, "When's this service going to be over? I'm out of here. When's this service going to be over? I'm out of here. When is this service going to be over? I'm out of here." And you know, when I get out of here, I'm going somewhere. And I thank God for today. And I'm fasting 2 days a week. And Sunday after the service, I eat my last meal. Oh, hallelujah. Hurry up, George. We can have a big meal. Oh, we're going to go to a restaurant, and I'm going to get whatever I want to get. And I don't care what it costs. It's my time. 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 Oh, God, help me in this hour when I think I got it all together, that I'm limited with my mind. I need you, God, to bring me into the school of the Holy Spirit when I'm doing pretty good. That's why it is so easy when you're doing real bad, because you'll get conviction. When you're doing real bad, you'll know, I got to change. When you're doing real bad, you'll know it's not what it ought to be. But when you're doing real good, shut up and get out of here. Leave me alone. You aren't half what I am. Why are you looking at me that way? Shut your mouth and let me go. I'm doing okay. God, help me when I think I deserve applause. Because I am a human being. And even after a human being is born again, there's spirit and flesh. You still got the flesh. You still got the flesh. And you better tell the flesh, listen to the spirit. Flesh, you gotta listen to the spirit. Flesh, you gotta listen to the spirit. You're not gonna be the boss. Flesh, you're not gonna be the boss. It's He. It's the Holy Spirit that comes into the moment. And so we look and see that these were people that were doing fairly well, going to worship, had a little thoughts that weren't exactly what they ought to be, but it didn't show up that much. They went into the worship moment. They were there, and they said, "When it gets over, I'm going to be so happy to keep focused on making money. And money is important in the scripture. Money is used by everybody. Money is good. And you can use money, and we do, but you can't love it. You can't love money. You can't love money. If you love money, you'll start doing something that is a little bit of a compromise. If you love money, you're going to be looking for some place that's going to benefit you. You got to realize money is important. I want to be blessed, but I'm not going to love it. Do you realize that the love of money is why drugs is as big an issue as it is? the love of money is because you look and see there wouldn't be half the sexual sins in a city if there wasn't money involved. It's money. It's money that causes sin to be the big thing it is. The devil uses money, and we all participate in money, but you better realize that you can't love money. It's a tool. You use it. You thank God for it, but you don't love it, because if you love it, it'll take you down a wrong road. It'll take you down a wrong road. You need God to help you that you can say, I see money as a tool, and I'll let it be a good unit in my life, but I'm not going to love it. I'm loving Jesus. I'm loving God Almighty. I'm loving the Almighty. You can have important things in life that you got to keep and still find out, I appreciate it, but I don't love it. And we came to church in a car that's been running good. And when it gets finished on the lease, I'll get a replacement. It's a good car, and I thank God for it. But I don't love it. I don't love it. I got to understand that love is something you got to realize. The devil wants to use it. The devil wants to cause you to love something that you shouldn't. And you got to realize that the enemy comes to steal and to kill and destroy. He's out to cause you to find something that you don't think is that bad. If you're and let it begin to twist your life. If you're a fairly good person, the devil's not going to bring the worst sin in your moment. He's going to bring a good-looking sin. A good-looking sin. And how many men that go to the waitress, to the restaurant and think, she looks pretty good. Oh, I'm married, yeah, but she looks pretty good. She looked at me. I was surprised. She looked at me. Woo! She looked at me. Wow! She looked at me. You better watch it. The thief comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. May God bring us to victory. If you are a believer, it's not going to be the worst thing that tips you upside down. It's going to be the thing that doesn't seem too bad. The thing that you can handle. The thing that you feel that's okay. And you got to let God begin to move in your heart and spirit. Because when you're doing pretty well, you get careless. You get careless when you're doing pretty well. If I was doing real terrible, I wouldn't do anything but say, God, be merciful to me. But when I'm doing halfway decent, I say, Lord, listen to those people. They love me. Listen to those people. They think I'm doing well. Listen to those people. They appreciate me. Listen to those people. They applaud me. Listen to those people. They say I got a testimony. Listen to those people. No. Let me understand, when you're looking like you're winning, you still can be losing somewhere. You can still be losing somehow. You need the Lord to help you to know what's wrong when so much is right. And when you got yourself a good car, the little thing that gets your attention, you want to go in and have them check it. I don't know, it's okay, I guess, but I'm a little concerned about the steering, little concerned about the brakes, little bit concerned about the transmission, little bit concerned, I think I better get this checked out. Then, as a believer, let's get it all checked out. 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 The people that are the biggest in any activity are the people that will make a difference in that activity. Whether it's church or whatever it is, we that are the closest need it to get closer to the Lord. We need to get closer to Him. And we got to say, Lord, show me what's wrong. Cleanse me, my God. Set me free from all that doesn't seem that important in my moment. And we're living in a time when there's garbage on TV. There's garbage on computer. There's garbage everywhere you look. And I pray for young people today that teenagers have more garbage that can come in their way than any other moment in history. We need to pray for the young that are looking and seeing. That's okay, but I wonder about that. I wonder about that. I wonder about that. I wonder about that. And we need to pray for the teenagers. They face more heavy, dangerous moments than ever before because it's so easy to find that you know so much. And the more you know, the more trouble you got, because the more you know, the more you're going to know about the world, about the power of the enemy, about the devil out there. You need the Lord to help you to say, God, help me because I'm tempted. 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 And if there's ever a time that we need to pray for marriages, it's the hour that we're living in. Because good marriages are feeling weight, are feeling heaviness, are feeling that which is a real challenge. Good marriages. I'm not talking about bad marriages. I'm talking about good marriages. They need a second touch. And people that have been married for a period of time find that marriages change. I want to tell you, marriages change. Look in the mirror, you're changed. But you put that marriage in the mirror, it's changed more than what you see. You need God to help you. Marriages are in trouble in this hour. The thief comes to steal and to kill and destroy. And you need God to bring you to prophesy. I will not die, but live and give God the glory. It's hard for me to believe that a man can change over time as much as a man can, because I know a man. His name is George Bogle, and he's changed over time. And some of it I thank the Lord for, but some of it I'm not thanking. I'm praying. God, help me to be a better husband. God, help me to be a better husband. God, help me to be a better husband. God, I say it, she's standing in the need of prayer, but God, you're saying it's me. You're saying it's me. You're saying it's me. I said it's she, but you're saying it's me. We need the Lord to help in all of living, because if you're doing pretty well, the devil's laughing. Because he knows when he comes, you're not even going to know it's him. You're not even going to know it's him. You're not even going to know it's him. He's laughing. Those church people, they won't even know it's me. Those church people, they won't know it's me. That church people, they won't know it's the devil. They won't know it's me. But I want to tell you, the devil comes after church people as well as those that are out in the street. And may God help us all, I pray. May God minister to all of us and bring us to a place of knowing, God, I need your anointing. I need it in this hour. If you saw all the scriptures that I thought we were going to use today, and I had to have two Bibles so that I could lay them all out, and I thought, oh, we're going to have a service. We're going to have a service. We're going to have a service. And God said, shut up, George. Just do what I say. 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 Hallelujah. I'm thankful that God loves us enough to put up with us. And the goodness of life isn't us, it's He. It's He. It's He. It's He. Thank God the Holy Spirit is in our time. And Jesus said the Holy Ghost is going to come and fill you and carry until you're endued with power. But he told you where he wants that power from on high. Oh, I want that power in money. I want that power in things. I want power in ability. No, I want that power to be from on high. The power that is from God, not what I choose. May God help us all. But in April, I'll be 81 years of age. And I want to tell you, I don't feel 81 right now. I don't feel 81 right now. I don't feel 81 right now. I feel God, that's what I want to feel, not George Bogle. I want to feel the Almighty. May God minister to all of us. But bringing the service toward a message toward a close, when you're doing pretty good, the devil's laughing because he knows if he brings some garbage your way, you won't think it's so serious. When you're doing pretty good, the devil's laughing because he knows he comes to steal and to kill and destroy. And she looks good enough that I can tempt her and she won't even worry. He looks good enough that I can pull him away, and he won't even worry. And I can remember years and years ago when God blessed me when I was a little child and blessed me all the way through. But when I became in my teens and in my 20s, I looked and I thought, whoa, I'm going down to Detroit, and I'm going to sit in that place and watch those girls with no clothes on. I'm going to watch them. I'm going to watch them not on Sunday. It'll be on Saturday. I'll get back in church on Sunday, but I'm going to be down there, and I'm going to see it all. 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 And I was a believer, and I was born again, and I knew God through the work of Jesus at Calvary. But I found out something that I didn't fully understand, that you are physical and spiritual, and you stay physical and spiritual. And you got to tell the physical, you're going to yield to what the Spirit is saying. You're going to yield to what the Spirit is saying. You're going to yield to what the Spirit is saying. But what was the amazing thing? I found that I was tempted by the same things that other people were being tempted with. And I was a believer. And I wasn't going to go that far, but I went far enough. And I, in that moment, needed God to help me. And I'm glad that He did. I'm glad that He did. But I want to tell you, I won't get to heaven by my reputation. I'll get to heaven by His. Jesus went to the cross and took my sins upon it and said, neither do I condemn thee, but go and sin no more. Neither do I condemn thee, but go and sin no more. Neither do I condemn thee, and go and sin no more. And one of the most wonderful things in my moment is that there's sins that I've done since I've been saved that I'll never do again. Hallelujah. There's sins that I've done since I've been born again that I'll never do again. Praise God, they're not a problem anymore, and they won't be. But God is saying, George, why don't you come back? We'll get some more work done. And I find that after victory over sin, it's not sin you're dealing with, it's what's wrong. And there's a difference between sin and the things that are wrong. I won't do those things that are sin, but the things that are wrong, let's take a look. The things that are wrong, let's take a look. The things that are wrong, let's take a look. God, if it's wrong, I don't want it to be a part of my moment. I want to be free. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. I want that kind of a freedom. I want that kind of a freedom. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Let me be able to be free indeed. Let God bless. But you know, as I have served the Lord, I realize that there are so many ministers that the devil is tipping upside down. There's so many ministers that are committing sin because ministers are human beings. And I've heard of some wonderful ministers in this city that are having relationships that should never be. And it's a sad thing to see that good men can be pulled into a work that is the devil's laughter. And it really hurts when a minister has a place of sin in his life that others find out about. It hurts the whole church. It hurts the whole body. It hurts everybody that's close to the Lord. There, our brother is there doing something that shouldn't be. God, deliver men from the power of the devil that are serving thee. Let them be free. And I'll tell you right now, if there's a great preacher, there's women that love him. And they're willing to love him any way that it's wanted. You got to be careful when you are brought into the work of the Lord. Cleanse me and keep my testimony clean. 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 May God help us all, I pray. And I'm asking God to minister to all of us, because if you're doing real well, the devil's out to distort you. If you're doing real well, the thief comes to steal your testimony. And may God help us all, I pray. And stand with me in this service. And may the Lord minister to all of us, I pray. Greater is he that is with you than you are. Thank God your strength is not you, it's he.